Listen to a talk in a literature class. The professor is discussing the novel Gone with the Wind.
The next novel in this course on well-known American novels is the novel Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. This 1,057-page novel, set in the South during the American Civil War and the period of Reconstruction in the South at the end of the war, was first published in the summer of 1936. It was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1937, and it reached an unprecedented level of popularity throughout the United States and the world. It set sales records of 50,000 copies in one day and 1.5 million copies in its first year of publication. The immense initial popularity of the book was further enhanced with the release in 1939 of the Technicolor motion picture, starring Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, Olivia de Havilland, and Leslie Howard. By 1941, 5 years after its initial publication, it had sold 3.5 million hardbound copies in the English language and had been translated into 25 other languages, including Arabic, Japanese, and Chinese. And this is Margaret Mitchell, the author of this immensely popular novel. She was born in Atlanta, Georgia, in 1900, years after the end of the Civil War, to parents whose families had lived in the South for generations and were firmly rooted in the culture of the South. Now, Margaret's father was an expert on Civil War military campaigns, and her mother was a student of the social customs of that period. Margaret grew up in an environment that reveled in the past, dreaming wistfully of the glory of the cultured society of the pre-war South. Now, in 1922, at the age of 22, Margaret Mitchell began writing professionally for the Atlantic Journal Sunday magazine. And over the next 4 years, she became known for her feature stories for the magazine. Now, in 1926, an ankle injury made reporting difficult, and she began working on Gone with the Wind, a novel written from the perspective of the South, of Southerners before, during, and after the Civil War. She finished much of the writing of the lengthy novel over the next 3 years, but she apparently gave little thought to its publication. In 1935, an editor for Macmillan, who had heard about the novel through a mutual friend, encouraged Mitchell to present her work to the publisher. Though Mitchell at first seemed reticent to submit the novel, she finally did so, and it was quickly accepted for publication. Now, have you ever heard of any other novels by Margaret Mitchell? Anyone? No? Well, that's because Gone with the Wind was Margaret Mitchell's only published novel. But it's not the only novel she worked on. She had attempted another novel before writing Gone with the Wind. That first novel was set during World War I and described the impact of a military base outside of Atlanta on the society of Atlanta. That novel was destroyed by the author because of her doubts about its merits. Well, that's all for today. See you next week, and make sure you've finished the next novel on the list before next week's lecture.